This parsha over here, Parsha's Boy, really marks sort of the transition between Klal Yisrael in Golos and the beginning of the Mahalchim of Geula and so on. So the first parsha, Vayimah Hashem Moshe Aharon Be'eretz Yisrael Lemor, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim, Rishon L'Chodshei Hashana. So the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim is the first mitzvah, the first divot to Klal Yisrael as a klal in terms of the kumaseh and so on. Chazal say over here, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, HaHudichsiv Yu L'chol Levadcha Ve'en L'Zerim Itoch, that Klal Yisrael has something that's their own, and strangers, outsiders, don't share it with them. In other words, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem means there's something here that's going to be yours. I'm not warning goyim on avodah zara, but rather Klal Yisrael shenema leisasu lachem elili lenesati mishpat lachem shenema shimuzos and so on. So the avodah zara part, the other ones, there's a whole list here of other things. Some of them are clearly for Klal Yisrael only, some are not so much, but Avodah Zarah is the one that's the most jarring. Avodah Zarah is one of the Zaymits of Noyach. Avodah Zarah is one of the most, it's the Shorishtik Chiyuv. Goyim are us and Avodah Zarah as well. Melefa would say that you don't worship Avodah Zarah, there, Oyvdei Kachavim do worship Avodah Zarah, fine. But Lamai said that's not what it says. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it, HaKadosh Zelochem, I'm giving you something. Also, one would like to understand where that says. I mean, the context of the pasuk is that chadashim are for Klal Yisrael, the not something. You know, we're talking about Klal Yisrael's miyuchad in the fact that achoyzachem is chadashim. Where in that context is Avodah Zarah pointed out? It's not anything. It's about the calendar. If we'd say lachem generically, is one thing, but it doesn't say it. It says it specifically in the context of Chodesh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. In the Hemshech, it says when, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them Chodesh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim, Dal V'Yisrael V'Yikol Lachem Yisrael V'Yisavus, you have the whole tzivui on Korban Pesach. When Moshe Rabbeinu calls the Zikne Yisrael, so he starts the, Tzivui with Mishchu Kulachem Tzenim Shechoseichem, and Chazal say that Mishchu is Mishchu Sidechem Avodah Zarah. In other words, the Pashup Shat Mishchu is take some Tzenim. And Chazal say, and it's a Tzivui on pulling away from Avodah Zarah. So there's some sort of remez over here that the Tzivui to be misnati from Avodah Zarah is part of it. It's sort of would run parallel. If Achodes Lamech Chodoshim is a tzivui on Avodah Zarah, so he didn't tell them the tzivui of Achodes Hazer, but he told them Mishchu for Avodah Zarah. So there's something about the tzivui of Avodah Zarah that does seem to be in part of the Korban Pesach. It's true that in the Korban Pesach there's an Isser, somebody's a mummer can't eat the Korban Pesach. So there is some sort of Isser of the Avodah Zarah, especially. But there seems to be something here where this is a pull away from Avodah Zarah, and one would want to understand that it's a specific pull away from Avodah Zarah in regards to what's happening here. In other words, it's not a general problem of real of the Alilim, but in the context of the change that's happening in Klal Yisrael, there is some sort of inyan of pulling away from Avodah Zarah, or let's put it this way, a miyuchadika type of Avodah Zarah. The tziva Achodesh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim, was mentioned different times, is also kind of a strange. The Drosha Zeran says there is no such thing. Rishon Lachem Lachodesh Hashana. The word Rishon for Chodesh Hashana is really meaningless, because the pasuk mainly says at least. In a cycle of a solar year, so it's hard to peg a beginning, but there's a clear cycle. You have a spring, you have summer, you have fall, you have winter. You could pick on one of them to be the beginning, It's a bit arbitrary in some ways, but on the other hand, at least it makes kind of sense in terms of the fact that they're different. So you pick one to be the first, and the second, third, and fourth. Chodshei Hashana, without the Iber Hashana, without having the extra inyan of fitting Chodashim to Shanim, there's absolutely no difference in one Chodesh and another Chodesh. Chodashim, just lunar months, like Lahavdil by Arabs, that have a lunar calendar, a true lunar calendar, the months just run along merrily their own way, and they don't have any shaykhs with each other. It's kind of, you can't, it's not only you can't pick anyone first, because why should spring be first? Maybe winter's first. So, okay, so that is, you know, you could sort of deal with that. Here the pshat is, they all have no shaykhs one to each other. They all seem to be random. In Chodshei Levana, there's absolutely no sense of having first, second, third, and so on and so forth. So the question is, in what sense is the Rishon Lechem Chodshei Hashana? That's in the Etzem Tzivi itself. If you take a look in Parsha, the beginning of Parsha's Boy, so it says that the Tachlis of all these Makis, in other words, V'yemashal Moshe Boyel Paray, there's a diuk here. The Zoya asks, why does it say boy? Why doesn't it say lech? But there seems to be a clear demarcation between the previous makis and this makis, even in terms of the way the pasuk the way the pasuk divides it to. Kaniach saktas libo, or leman. So leman. First of all, shisi oisis ael bikirba. I'm going to perform these oisis in Paro. So that you tell people that which I was misalel b'mitzrayim. Now the word misalel, Rashi means sichakti, sort of tormented, ridiculed, to play with somebody. That's how Rashi learns. And he says, v'yedatem k'ani Hashem. And the result will be v'yedatem k'ani Hashem. So in the hisalalti, you're going to recognize the V'yedatem k'ani Hashem. So the Tachlis is V'yedatem, and the Echetim says this halalti. So it seems as if the point of the Makis, it's as if until now we've been dealing with the Makis as a way, as a means, and this seems to be the very arrowhead that now he says, I am going to have finished my makis, and the tachlis will be to tell you Ashei Salalti Mitzrayim, V'yedatem k'ani Hashem. The tachlis will be V'yedatem k'ani Hashem. So it seems as if the core tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, with all the makis in the back and the forth, and the playing with power, the way Rashi learns the word Salalti, is for tachlis of V'yedatem k'ani Hashem. I'd like to try to deher this tachlis of Yedat K'ni Hashem. The Arizal says a very cryptic remark. He says the V'yedatem K'ni Hashem. He says the das was in Golos in Mitzrayim. There's two in Yanim. The Arizal says in different places Dibur was in Golos in Mitzrayim, and that's why it's the inyan of Sipis is Mitzrayim and so on. And then he says also that Das was in Golus. Now, we can learn Das just means people didn't know, didn't understand, didn't realize. But I mean, that's in a generic sense, that is everything. I mean, you know, they didn't know right from wrong. It's hard to say the word the Das was in Golus. It means that's everything. If you say it in person's entire cognitive abilities were off, so you're not saying anything really, because that's the person. There's something very special about a certain facet called Das that was in Golos and Mitzrayim. Now I'd like to try to understand that, because being that we see that V'yedatem K'ani Hashem is the Tachlis of it, and everything that happened is just a Chetimtze to V'yedatem, one would like to understand that the Das is Mudgash, as something special. The Rizal says that the Das was in Golos in Mitzrayim, and the Geula was bringing out the Das into it to light, so to speak. So let's try to understand a little bit some of the specific nuances, some of the oimik of what is it exactly that was nifka mostly in Golas Mitzrayim. And being that it's a prototype for everything that's to come, Golas Mitzrayim and Gulas Mitzrayim is the prototype. It says that Lasid Lavoi, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be goyel a son of Shenis, Leina Kol Choy, Vuyi Galena Shenis, meaning it's a second, it's a repeat. The Ramban, when he speaks about Golas Mitzrayim, speaks about the fact that it's a prototype for the Golas we have today, and it's, you know, the how long it is, and how we've become desiccated and lifeless, and so on and so forth. Ramban in Vayechi speaks about it, so it's going to be important to understand what exactly was the phenomenon of Golas. And what exactly the Geula was. Because I want to start with a strange Arizal. The Arizal says, very famous, it's quote, I'm sorry, it's a Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh says that Vayavidu Oysam, it says Vavoda Kosha, so the Zohar says Dokushia, the Kashis, and Bechemer is Kalvachomer, Levenim is a Binyanav, and so on, and the Kol Avodas Perach is Teiku. So it's very, very kind of strange. What exactly is referring to? It says that they made him work very hard, the Kashis and Kal B'chaymes and Binyanavs and so on and so forth. It's a very, very strange lashon of the. And then it says in one place he says says that the cure for it was the Eitz Hadas, that the putting in the Eitz Hadas, like by the Mayim Amorim, he put in the Eitz Hadas, by Meimora he put in the Eitz Hadas, to the Eitz Hadas Toivuro was Kilu the Hamtoka of that Mayim. The Das of Toiv was what changed it. So let's try to explain it and understand a little bit Gefir Kenu. And we'll have an understanding of what we're talking about, and understand some of the oimik of the Golos and the Geula and the Hester and so on. In terms of understanding and knowing, there are two tools to know something. One. For instance, if let's say we're talking about, I don't know, 100 years ago, when there were no cars, and somebody, an engineer, sits down and he draws a picture of a car and works out all the calculations of the energy produced by the gears, and how it's transmitted through wheels, and so on and so forth. I run through calculations, it makes a lot of sense. So I say to myself, yeah, it should work. There should be something such as a car, because the calculations work out, it fits everything I know about motion and energy and so on, and it should work. Then there's somebody that wakes up one morning, sees a car in his garage, or grows up like that there's a car, and he drives a car around. So these are two very different sense of knowing of the thing. There's a knowing something mitzad mahalchei seichel, which is logical, using logical tools to ascertain something, and there's knowing something by being intimately acquainted with it. There is a mile in each one. We obviously understand greater is the person. The person who 100 years ago made these calculations and said, and I think therefore should work, has a much greater oimek in a sense. than the kid who woke up and just knows cars are cars, and they run and they drive and so on and so forth. But mitzad, the level of certainty, attachment, when a person knows something through equations, so on and so forth, there's always doubt. There's always a sense of distance. I can forget about it. If I forgot these equations and then, you know, I sort of didn't pay attention, I was working on something else, and years later someone says, I could say, I remember I worked out a bunch of equations, it doesn't seem to work, but I don't have it, I have to go through it again. The kid who grew up in a car, even if he ends up in a desert someplace, as long as he was old enough to have some sort of memories of it, he'll never doubt about it, and he'll say, there was something, a car that worked. I mean, yeah, there are cars, I just haven't seen one in 50 years, but it's definitely part and part of the person, it's inseparable. It doesn't leave real makomos for sfeikus and so on. It has a very big difference in the two, in the way in which a person perceives it and so on. The Rambam describes the hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he goes through the entire mahalach of Avodah Zarah, how it came to being, how Avraham Avinu was mafrichit, and how they lost it in Mitzrayim. Let's understand the nekuda here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world comes in two stages. There's the Atzmius, Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's that is the world. And then there are Mahalchim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created to manifest himself in the world. So just like I can speak, I don't know, of electromagnetic force as something the abstract, but it's a way in which there's the amount of charge, there's the type of the charge, there's how much charge is against it. There's a whole mahalach that emanates from it, that is nitfas in seichel and in senses. I can see metal attracting other metal, and I can see a coil becoming a magnet, and so on and so forth. Those are all already manifestations and so on, which allow themselves to be quantified, and so on and so forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, there's a core of it, and then there is the Mahalchim, the world of Teva, of Hanhaga, of Ashkocha, of human nature, of history, etc. The Mahalch of Avodah Zarah was, the Rambam says, when we slowly started becoming fixated and focused on those Mahalchim. So we began to look at, somebody says, when you talk about God, you don't really know what you're talking about. Let's look at some of God's manifestations that we do know we're talking about. Isn't it great? The sun and the moon and the stars, everything, how it runs and goes and so on and so forth. That we know and we see, and we can definitely have a much bigger chiz in it. And slowly, people become weaned off that, and they become attached to the process and not to the shoresh. That's the mahalach of Avodah Zarah. When a person is working, that's how Avodah Zarah came to being. When a person, imagine a person is in a ruchniyistik, a person has the ability, he's free and he has time and so on, and he's oisik in ruchniyis, and he recognizes it's good and it's great and it's fine and wonderful. Let's say then you place a crushing burden on the person, and the person struggles with his burden. So at that point, does the person still not think that it's right to do X or Y or Z? Is he denying that learning is important, davening is important, and this is important? He's not denying it, but his hakara of the pnim weakens. It's forgotten. That's the metzias of it. The person relates to the chitzo in shebedava, and he hasn't changed his equations yet, but he's minutik, he's menatik himself from the kesher. That is the process of when you transition from das to other mahalchim. In Torah, for instance, it says in Torah, I mean, there's a mahalach in Torah of sichlis tikkelim, and that is kal v'chomer and pircha and kushya and binyan av and teikun, all of those in yanim. It's when we, our shaychas to Torah is through just the mahalchim of, well, if it says this, then it must be this, and it can't be this because of the spirit to that. It will get us right, but there's a tremendous amal and yegiyah of frustration. I'm dealing with an unknown, and someone told me a very nice hagdara, a young boy, a chacham, he was learning Taharis. And he finished, I don't know, the Seder or one of the big Masechtas there, maybe it was a Hollis, and someone tested him, he did very well. Then the person asked this young boy, I think it was like a 10-year-old, if you, now that you've finished learning Taharis or Hollis, do you know what Tumah is? And the boy thought a minute and he said, I know how to become Tumah, I know how to become Tohar, but I do not know what Tumah is. And that's a profound emes. In other words, the person with kal v'chomer and kushya and pircha and all of those tools, I can get to the chitzoniestic manifestations of it, but never to the core of it. It says by Melech HaMashiach, by Richo B'Yer Shemayim, so the Gemara says Rabbi Lozov was called the Mardara de Yisrael because he was able to sniff a Mara and say whether it's Tomei or Tohar. In other words, a chibur atzmi of das, of being makad the pnim of Tumah and Tara, and being able to tell Tumah and Tara that way. So really, the avodah kasha is sichliyistik and mahalchim, because we're always grappling with a chitzonis of something we don't have a deher in its pnim, and the toichen shebay, the das that relates to toichen shebay is minutik, and that's why the eitz hadas toivura, when it's kitikunoi, when it would come al tikunoi, that would be metakin that because I would deher Torah mi pnimius. I don't need to deher mi chutz. Today I can't do that. Chas v'shalom, that anyone can do it, and it's wrong. We lost our instinct for toiv and ra with the chet, but the das toiv and ra, where we sense toiv and ra with our das, that's the ultimate of it. That's the pshat in the das was in Golas. When you machbid avoda kasha, it wasn't when he came, when Moshe came, they had to test him if he's a goyel emes or not. They didn't have a direct way of sensing. They said we have a simin masalahem. We have a simin. We work with simanim. When you tag something with a simin means a talmud chacham, you can give him back with tviya zayin. Because he recognizes the thing itself. An amoritz needs simonim. I don't trust his recognition of the thing itself. So, if it happens to have a hole in this place, then okay, it's proof that it's his, because how else would he know there's a hole? But there's not an etzem shaychus. It's not yoda shor konehu, v'chamor evus bolov. The yoda shor konehu means there's an instinctive sense. The shor doesn't have a kal v'chomer. Doesn't have the faculty for making kal v'chomer in hekesh. No, if this guy is around in 3 years, he must have a chazaka, and therefore it must be his. Ashur doesn't work like that. Ashur has a hakara for who's the koinehu. So the big distinction, the big gap, is between the dastik atfis and avana, and the other mahalchim of bina, let's call it, where it's dava mitoich dava. Who could it possibly be that's doing X or Y or Z? Would it make sense that it's anyone else but that? Vaistois it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That mahalach can get you to emes, but it's a gap and it's a very dissatisfying one. And b'meila, slowly you begin to inch away from the shayresh and get to the tachas. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Ashei salalti, the word salalti comes from the word ilah. Now, it's strange, because the word Elah is a later word in Lashon Kodesh, but he understands it to be that's why that word is distilled from it. The word Elam means the root, the real cause, the real shorish of the inyan. When a person has a plot, when you see a plot unfold, what you see is a lot of baffling phenomena that don't make sense mitzad atzmam. And then when you deher, what is the toichen sheboy? Who's the one that's doing it? Then everything all of a sudden makes sense. He says, the makis that I'm doing now is ashe salalti mitzrayim. What you see is a plot and a scheme that's there to bring you to the ila rishayna. And b'meila, the v'yedatem, keni Hashem, is going to be the idea and so on and so forth. That's where the halach is going to. I saw a gevaldik avart in, I'm saying it a little bit different. He says it in the Meiris HaNayim, the Chernobyl. He speaks about the word boy, but Bracious starts with a beis, and Anoichi starts with an aleph. And he says the process of going, and the Zoyas Kasha, why does it say boy al paro? He says, instead of lech, he says because we're going now from Bracious to Anoichi. I want to be masked for that. It's a cute little vertel, but there's a tremendous oimik in it. The letter beis is the letter of bina. It's the letter of dava mitoich dava. When I see the second, I recognize there was a first. Beis doesn't contain in itself the aleph explicitly. It just implies. If there's a beis, there must have been an aleph. The bria of Bracious is the Yad Hashem and the Giluyim Vakadosh Baruch Hu in a beis oifen. Not with the, it's look around you. Sumar manecha mi bara edla. Like, look around at the bria, look at its complexity, look at everything about it. Who could have done it? That's a beis approach. That's bina. Dava mitoich dava. There's something within the something else. And it leads you to emes. But it's an emes of a very different quality. It's the emes that is required of every single nivra. But a nivra is allowed to be worshipped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu through shituf. Note what the Rambam says, this first stage where seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifest himself through the laws of nature allows you and permits you to see the laws of nature as an extension, that's true to Mosailam. Because they live in the world of Beis, and B'meila, they see everything through an extension. Anoichi is the Gili of Atzmius. The Aleph is the thing itself. At Har Sinai, there was a Gili of Aleph, and Das is Nitfa specific to the Aleph. The world of Beis is Nitfa through Bina. The world of Aleph is Nitzvah Sudas. And therefore, the emes of Avram Avinu was makdim the Aleph to the Beis. He was a Av Hamon Goyim. And therefore, he was Maimit Dvarim Al Mitosom of Enoid Mulvadoi. That was the Iker. He rolled back everything and to pass the Beis to the Aleph. That was Avram's Uftu. As the Rambam explains, when Klal Yisrael went to Mitzrayim, what's affected by the Golus is not the dry facts, but the sense that you have of it. When a person is harassed and harried and worried and overwhelmed, so his feelings, his sense of shaychus is misnatic. And b'meila, they slowly begin to relate to the day-to-day phenomena instead of the shorish abo. And like the Rambam says, ad kemat that this that a little bit would have taken, and this would have been nishkach. It would have been gone. That's the pshat. The das was in golos. Avram Zavinu, it says da elokei avichov avdehu. David HaMelech told Shlomo. David was the sheirish of Hakarav, personal Hakarav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shlomo was a sheirish of Sichlistik HaKarav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And David told Shlomo, Dar Lekei Avichov Avdehu. get to know the tachlis of the bina is to get to know it, and then you'll be over Hashem. In other words, Moshe says, I don't have a lochus to what I should bring, and I don't have the instinct, the da, until we get there, and with the her HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I could deher what I'm supposed to bring also. At this point, I'm stuck. I neither have the personal yediyah, nor do I have the ability to be shayach to it. HaKadosh Zelachem Reish Chadasha means time is the most essential element, the most essential, our most essential achiza in the Bria. Cause and effect, before, after, is our most shurishtika kesha to what is. In a world that there time, that there's no time, then science is meaningless. Then what causes what stops being, it's an impossibility, it doesn't mean anything anymore. I need to have time. But when you start looking at the world, so when you look at the world with the lower form of Bina, you start tracing backwards and saying, well, what caused A, and what caused B, and what caused C? So you build a picture that's mistamet Yad Hashem, mistamet Shayas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yetzias Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael becoming Am Hashem, that's Osir Shituf, that they have to be Maka only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave them a whole new set of time. You're not Bechlal, your Mahalach of cause and effect is not spring, summer, fall, and winter. It's Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. That's the Mahalach of, that's the Bria. How do we express it? Okay. We have to shtol to Pesach Chodesh Aviv. We have to shtol to this to Chag Osif. But it's a very the mahalach of time. Achodesh Azel Lachem Reish Chodoshim means our sense of cause and effect has changed, and the question is now our measuring rod is a whole different measuring rod than anyone else's. That is a hafkov of Avodah Zarah. Mishchu Kchu, Avodah Zarah, Achodesh Azel Lachem, like we started with the Chazal, with the Medrash. Omer Sa'olam live within the realm of nature. And they're not mechuyev, they're also Avodah Zarah when it's minutik ma'akadosh Baruch Hu. But if they say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, and a world of Teva, and in the world of Teva, these are the realities. And these are the realities that will determine the future. That's for an Akum, that's fine, that's enough. Because he lives in that world. He lives in the bays of Bracious. So he has the bays, and he has a diuk, that if there's a bays, there must be an Aleph. That's fine. That's Umasailam. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. We have a whole new Marechas of time. Our Zman starts not with the bays of Bracious, it starts with the Aleph of Anoichi. It starts with Pesach, and that culminates in Shavuos, and that culminates in Sukkos. It's a whole different mahalach of istaklus, because we're dealing, our sherish is the Aleph. We have the Adatim, Kini Hashem. We begin to see the whole world as just, it's not the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world, and from that point onwards the world runs itself, so on and so forth, with of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu being able to pull something. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu running things through the world, and through the Metzias, and being Megal himself in different Ifanim within the context of a natural world. It's something to understand Mitzar Atzmai. We're talking about the most Sharishtik Inyan of Golos and Geula in Klal Yisrael, what Klal Yisrael is about, how Klal Yisrael differs from Umasailam. It's an important understanding why it is that if we get somebody to agree to Torah based on a sichliistic mahalach, we've only gone half the distance or chelik of the distance. And until a person doesn't have a pnimistic akar of yediyah, that we haven't gotten there. It also is always shayach to a person's own golus and geula. Every person goes through tkufis of golus and geula. Every person starts out with a certain gullus in us, as long as we're not holding, as long as we're not home yet. We're always in gullus, moving towards geula. Understanding that the shayrishtika, that the shayrishtika sense of gullus and geula is the transition from simin zeh masalehem to v'yedatam keni Hashem. The tachlis of a person's avoda is to move from a sterile kind of understanding of what's right and wrong to a pnimistic experience of what's toiv. The pnimistic experience of toiv is the tachlis. Umas ha'olam, and every single person as he starts out, we start out with the base of gracious. We start out with a set of circumstances that we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into place, but we're dealing with the set of circumstances. That's how we start with. And because of the Shibur HaGolus, and because of the difficulties and the circumstance, every person has a different kufis, a person wrestles with that. So he's wrestling with the events as they are. That's how we start. That's how Avram started. The tachlis of Geula is to inherit in a very different perspective, to understand what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides all sorts of courses for me to proceed on to bring out something. And when a person has that sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called Das Elokim. And Da Elokei Avicha Vavdehu. We start with Elokei Avihu. We've been taught it's right. We learn it's right. We have a Mesoros that it's right. We believe it to be right. That's fine. Avodas Hashem is Da Elokei Avihu. When a person works on it in a way that it becomes his Hakara, his immediate Hakara, rather than by some sort of inference. When a person, as long as a, and it works the other way around also, as long as a person hasn't had that das, then the person is in golus. And he's meshubit. Everything will come hard because he's living in a world, certainly in its immediate sense, devoid of HaKadosh Baruch and so on. And he has to go through the Kabuchayim and the Kush and the Pirch and the Teiku and so on and so forth to get the Teiku is the worst. It says, it's kol avayda kasha do Teiku. In other words, altogether it's a Teiku. But when a person, as a person, transitions to Das, then all of a sudden it dissolves. The world is no longer a world where he's dealing with the Kashas and the Teretz and the Kal V'Chomer and the Binyanav. The person is dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzafarichov b'yiras Elokim, yiras Hashem. The person deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an immediate sense, and that itself is a geula for a person. Chance.